Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, we are going to look into the world of tax avoidance, tax deferral, and Donald Trump's tax returns. And the theory behind this discussion today is that it can educate you, it could educate you, into a new way of looking at investing in real estate. And if nothing else, that it can at least educate you to the ongoing politicization of Donald Trump's tax returns. Do I care about Donald Trump's tax returns? No, I don't. Do I care about Donald Trump? No. Did I vote for him? Yes. So get all the political stuff out of the way. Am I a Republican or Democrat? No, neither. Now we get the political stuff out of the way. We'll just talk reality. The reality is this, guys, is that the tax deductions that Donald Trump uses and has benefited from have been available to all Americans for over 100 years. I've used them my entire career as a real estate investor for 30 years. And so has everybody else I've known that knows anything about what they're doing. These tax deductions were designed, as all tax deductions are, as a way to get you to do something. All tax law is created around some concern that the people in power want to change certain habits. And in this particular case, the power behind the tax benefits to real estate investing are that real estate investments, when done, create more economic growth than almost anything else that there is. More than any government program ever created. More than any other business ever created. You could build a brand new automobile shop, factory, there we go, better term, and it'd employ a lot of people. But it will not create the end-all benefit of changing interest rates even 1 point to where more homes are built. When you build hundreds of thousands of homes worth hundreds of millions of dollars, you've now created an economic flow that goes downhill, goes sideways. It even goes uphill. The rich get richer from it, the poor get richer from it, and the layman gets a job. When you build a piece of real estate, or specifically a home, what happens is that you create all the jobs. You have to have somebody to design the home. You have to have somebody to lay the foundation, somebody to build the walls and frame the thing out, somebody to put on the brick and somebody to put up the wood and somebody to paint the thing, somebody to put a roof on it, somebody to put an air conditioner and furnace in it, somebody to put plumbing in it, electrical in it. These are all trades that need work. Without construction, those trades all go away. They just disappear. So there's reason behind this stuff. Now, you have to make it worthwhile for people to buy real estate and or invest in real estate, one of the two. If you don't, then they won't, because real estate is really pretty useless. What do I mean by that? Well, we would all buy just enough of it to live in. Or if we had a business, we would buy just enough of it to house our business. But people that want real estate to put businesses together would never be able to go get money to buy a large piece of real estate. So what's natural out there in this world is that there are real estate investments where people buy the real estate and lease it to somebody else, because the somebody else who would utilize it could never afford to buy it. So there has to be understood that there's risk involved in that. If I buy this piece of real estate and I'm going to lease it to a person, to a business, to a factory, to a government installation. There's risk that those people will stop needing the use of my real estate and move away. And I will have no income to cover the cost. And in most cases, when you buy real estate, there's debt associated with it. And so I'll have no income to pay the debt. And so there's risk. Or even if I have my life savings installed in it, invested in it, and I no longer have, I don't have any debt, then there's the risk that my investment sits there idle and earns me no money. In fact, loses me money because I have to pay property taxes on the real estate. So there is a high demand, right, for there to be real estate investments. And this is what has brought this whole thing together forever. And it's happened for hundreds of years. It hasn't just happened recently. People like to think that Donald Trump created this tax clause. No, Donald Trump enhanced the real estate tax position, but he didn't invent it. There have been countless Democratic presidents and Democratic Congresses since the beginning of time that have not gotten rid of the real estate deductions. Now, Biden says he's going to get rid of them. We'll come back to that later. That's an important thing to think about. But first, you have to think about why they're really there in the first place. I'm actually not defending them. And I'll tell you why again in a moment. Because if you hang in here, you're going to see that I'm going to bring this thing full circle. And it's going to surprise you where I end up on top of this thing. Okay? So we look at this. And we look at them getting Donald Trump's tax return. And they're thinking, wow, we got to see this. We got to see this. I bet this guy doesn't pay any taxes at all. So I ask you a question. Do you not feel like a stupid idiot that you pay taxes when there's enough ways to get out of paying taxes out there that are legal that you shouldn't have to pay taxes? If I can figure out a way to not pay taxes, that's the wise thing to do. Not the wrong thing to do. Now, I'm not talking about stealing. I have people I know that steal from the government. They don't count all the proceeds in their income, and they just take it out of cash register and spend it. That's stealing. But I'm talking about legal ways to claim your income and not pay taxes on it. They're out there. But most of them, and at least the largest ones, are attached to real estate in some way, shape, or form. Right? So we have these benefits available to us. Only a illogical approach would be to avoid them. A logical approach is to embrace them and use them. Hence, if you do real estate investing correctly, you will have almost, if not completely, tax-avoided income. Now, when I say tax-avoided, they're going to get you somehow. They're going to get you on property taxes. That's still paying taxes. And I bet you the states and counties and cities that receive property taxes are happy that real estate's there. In fact, happy enough to thank the federal government for making it some type of a tax-benefited, federally tax-benefited investment. That's why the feds do it, because it produces so much downline income, including property taxes, right? Sales taxes, and so forth to the municipalities and or states and counties. So it's a good thing from their point of view. That's why they don't want to go get rid of it. Because if real estate dries up, almost every city, county in the country would go broke. Instantly go broke, if they're not already, right? So let's talk about the different ways you get out of investing. The first and foremost one that is doing the most benefit and or damage, whichever side of this argument you take, is something called depreciation. Now, depreciation is a concept. It's a concept that works this way. I buy a piece of real estate brand new. In 30 years, that piece of real estate is not worth what I paid for it because it has deteriorated, or term depreciated in value. The roof has gotten old. It's going to need to be replaced. The landscaping has gotten old. It's going to need to be replaced. The appliances and carpet and interior parts wear out and need to be replaced. So over some period of time, and the IRS dictates that for residential real estate to be 27 and a half years. And for commercial real estate, since there's less of the small things that would wear out functionally, They say 39 and a half years, I believe it is, for commercial real estate. We'll just say 39 years. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about what that really does to your tax return. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Wamsley on Designing a Lifestyle.
When I was younger, I decided that I was not going to live the life that the average person lived, which was to think I was going to work for the end of my life, save up enough money, and then when I'm old and gray like I am now, try to buy my life back with a pile of money that I had. I said, no, I'm going to design a life and I'm going to live that life. That's it. Period.
Are you ready to design your life? Learn how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing taxation and the tax loopholes created by real estate investing, and also the reasons why they're there, and of course the Trump tax return. So when you take the depreciation, which is probably the major reason that most people, or the major tax benefit most people take from real estate, is that they take the real estate and they take away the things that don't depreciate, which is the land, take all the improvements, and then divide them for residential real estate over 27 and a half years, or for commercial real estate over 39 years. And whatever that number comes out to, that's how much you get to write off as a deduction each year under the assumption that your real estate went down in value that much this year. So what happens is, if you're out there and you're playing Dave Ramsey's game and you've paid full for your real estate, your income is much, much higher than if you have a mortgage on it. So most people find that if they have a mortgage on the situation and then they depreciate the property, the depreciation expense is going to be large enough that they can write off the income after the mortgage. Hence, whatever money you earn is tax-free. Now, people tell me all the time, well, I'm not getting that benefit. Well, because you don't understand that you have to have a mortgage in place to get the amount of income down. So, well, if I do that, then I won't have as much income. That's why you buy more real estate. By buying more real estate, you have more depreciation. The more depreciation you have, the more income you can earn without paying taxes on it. And say, well, that's more debt. Of course it's more debt, but you're not paying the debt. The investment's paying the debt. So herein lies where you get stuck, and all of you get stuck in this. You know, you think, what I'm thinking of success, Del, is the Dave Ramsey thought, is you pay off everything, and then, guess, by the way, where are you the second you have no more debt? You're at zero. I call that broke. All right? So the idea that you're going to get away from debt in your life is something you can incur, but you'll never have wealth. You need massive amount of assets working for you if you're ever going to be rich. That's what rich people do. They accumulate massive amounts of assets. Now, flip over to the Trump deal. Can you imagine how much depreciation there is when you are a billionaire? You have $4 billion of net worth. Now, remember, $4 billion of net worth. That would be like me saying, okay, I own a $30 million apartment complex and $10 million of it's my equity. So there's three times as much. So if he's worth $4 billion, his real estate's probably worth $12 billion. Now, I don't even have a calculator that could figure out what the depreciation on $12 billion would be. My calculators don't go to that large enough zeros. But I'll guarantee you this. You can make $100 million a year, and that depreciation would cover it. And I'm sure that Trump's tax returns look something along those lines. I don't know what they are, but I'm just telling you, I could calculate for you with a big enough calculator that he can make almost anything and pay no taxes at all on it. And it's all legal. Now, everybody's outraged by this because everybody else is too dumb to understand it. They don't want to understand it, or they're too dumb to understand it, or Dave Ramsey's got them paying off all their mortgages. You have to have real estate ownership, lots of it, and you have to have debt. Otherwise, the income from all that real estate would be so much that you would have taxable income even with depreciation. And number two, you wouldn't be able to own all that real estate, because without debt, you can't leverage yourself to that level. And so these are the reasons that these benefits, tax benefits, work for people who understand what I teach. If you don't understand what I teach, then you're not going to be able to utilize these, and you're going to think, oh my God, Trump. And then, by the way, if it's Trump, then it's me, and it's everybody else in the 50,000 people that I consult that are using these tax benefits, designed tax benefits, on purpose tax benefits, to produce more real estate investment. That's what they're there for, right? Now, the next one is a little more hard to understand, and that is, if you were to sell a piece of real estate, you could get out of paying capital gains tax on it. And let's say you bought it. You bought it cheap. It went up in value. You've held it for a long time. There's even more appreciation. All of that gain, if you would have sold that real estate straight up, would be taxable at long-term capital gains taxes. Now, if you do something called a 1031 tax-free exchange, you can sell that property, not take the proceeds, and take the proceeds and put them in an escrow account. And within a bunch of strict regulations, you can then go buy something else and move that money into another real estate transaction and not pay capital gains tax. Now, this allows you to keep leveraging up. So if you take the $10 million out of one deal that became $20 million, and then you go buy two more $40 million deals, you see you've just leveraged up again, which means you have more depreciation, more tax deductions, you can earn more money and pay no taxes on it. And you have more assets appreciating over the future. So this is just like Monopoly. Four greenhouses and then buy a red hotel and then another red hotel and another red hotel. Then buy more real estate around the board till you own everything. It's no difference. That's what Monopoly was written about. It's just most people cheat at Monopoly. They try to buy all the cash things. They try to win the wrong way. That's why they don't win in life financially. They're not playing Monopoly the right way. And so if you don't have to pay taxes on a capital gain, that means you're not ever paying taxes. You can defer into another deal, into another deal, another deal for the rest of your life. But then it comes to the real kicker. At the end of your life, where you would normally have to pay taxes when you transferred the money to your heirs, you're transferring, let's just make up some number. Let's say I transfer $100 million worth of assets to my daughter and wife. And let's say that I bought those $100 million worth of assets for $50 million. So I have a $50 million tax liability. Well, if I leave the real estate to my family, then what happens is that tax liability goes away. You know how much tax I owe on $50 million worth of gain? A lot. At 42%, a lot. But guess what? They all go away. And my family inherits the real estate on something called a stepped-up basis. Meaning, they change the value of the property, and all of that capital gains is gone. Now, to make it even worse, all the accumulated losses that we took on depreciation also go away. Those are normally recaptured when you sell the property. But if you don't sell the property and you just keep deferring it, you never capture those. And if you give it to a, you know, when you retire and you give it to somebody else, then they get it stepped up basis, all that goes away. And they start depreciating at a new higher basis, which means they get even more depreciation than you did, which means they can earn even more money than you did and not pay taxes on it. This is the way of the world, folks. This is the way it really happens. Now, what Trump came in and did was he said, okay, in the past, you could depreciate something in an accelerated depreciation manner, meaning that you could take the stuff that would be not worth anything in a short period of time, and you could divide the property up into stuff that is that will last 2 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, and 15 years. And then all the rest drops into 27 and a half or 39 if it's commercial. Then what happens is that with that, what we call cost segregation report, your CPA can now take accelerated depreciation, meaning we're going to write all this stuff off in 2 years instead of 27, this stuff in 5 years over 27, this year's in 7, this in 10, and this in 15 instead of 27, which practically doubles or triples your depreciation. Again, more income, less taxes. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today I've been discussing Donald Trump's tax return and the U.S. tax status for real estate investors and so forth, and the benefits that accrue out of real estate investing towards your tax return. And we've come to the segment now where I'm going to try to tie it all together. So here's what I've shown you. I've shown you that real estate investing is the most tax-preferenced investment that there is, that you can literally do real estate investing and not pay taxes on the income that comes out of real estate investing. But let's take it one step further. And that is, if you are a real estate professional, which means that you work 740 hours a year or better in the business of real estate. In other words, that's basically what you do for a living is real estate transactions. Either you're a broker or an agent or an appraiser or a real estate investor, owner, operator. You can prove out that you are a real estate professional. Then you are available to another benefit, which says that the losses that you have on your real estate, and by the way, the excess losses you have from your passive losses can be written off against other passive income. So if you've got passive income like stocks, you can take real estate passive losses and write them off against those stocks. But if you're a real estate professional, you can write off your losses dollar for dollar against any earned income you have of any type. So if you don't, if you're not a real estate professional, you can write off up to $25,000 worth of those losses a year, unless you make over $100,000 a year, then that phases out and you can't write off those passive losses at all against your earned income. But if you're a real estate professional, which Donald Trump is obviously a real estate professional, that's all he does is real estate investing, then what happens is you can write off dollar for dollar those losses. So if you have excess losses, right? Excess losses. You can write them off against the income from your other businesses. So the businesses that Donald has, like casinos and so on and so forth, if he's making money on those businesses, he can write those losses or those gains off against the real estate losses. Now remember, the real estate losses are paper losses. They're not actual dollar for dollar you lost your money losses. They're paper losses created by use of depreciation and or 1031 exchange, whatever, to get out of paying taxes. And so hence, not only do you not pay taxes on your real estate income, if done correctly, you can defer taxes on a lot of your earned income also. And in the case of Donald Trump, he obviously has enough real estate losses to be able to cover all of his earned income, and hence he pays no income taxes at all. Ta-da! That's the way it works, folks. And the people that do it and do it correctly are benefited massively. Now, let's talk about who benefits if Biden gets in and eliminates all these tax benefits. It's these tax benefits have been around for, like I said, over 100 years. But then all of a sudden, in 1986, a guy named Ronald Reagan, a Republican, came in and said, tax rates are too high, so we're going to lower all the tax rates down to three tax rates, and whatever they were, whether it was 10, 15, and 28 or something like that. But to take care of that, we are going to eliminate all the loopholes. And so they got rid of the benefits, probably 75 or 80% of the benefits of owning real estate. In that era, people owned real estate simply for the losses. They didn't care if the real estate made any money or not. In fact, the more it lost, the more they could write off. And the better they were after tax situation, because the taxes went up to 94% marginal income tax rate. Yes, back then, the marginal tax income rate was up to 94%. And by the way, that's where Biden wants to take it back to again. So he wants to go back to the pre-Reagan years. So what happened when Reagan cut all those real estate advantages out? Well, tax rate went down. People in general thought they were doing well until the unintended consequence. Because there was no longer any benefit in owning real estate, people didn't want real estate, and they couldn't sell their real estate. And the prices and the value of real estate plummeted. By 1987, 1988, there was over $8 billion worth of foreclosures. that Fannie Mae had taken back. And they had to put it into a thing called RTC, Resolution Trust Company, to get rid of it all. They couldn't, government had to bail it out. They went broke. If Biden changes those tax laws back and takes away the real estate advantages, there will be absolutely no reason for most people to own real estate. Yeah, the people that need real estate for their business will have some reason. But the people owning it who right now are not making any money off of it, simply using it as a tax write-off, will not want to own it. And they will try to sell it. They will try to get out from underneath of it. And the prices will plummet. Some people won't make the mortgage payments anymore because the value is so low. The value will go below the mortgage value, and hence they'll just let it go back. And you'll have massive foreclosures. When you have massive foreclosures, guess what will happen? More and more people will not value the real estate. Real estate in general will lose all of its value, and the economy will crash. Just like it did in 86 and 87, we will have a massive government bailout to try to save the day. But my friends, there's more real estate than the government has money to bail out. They can bail out a few failed banks, but they can't bail out the real estate world. And when this happens, and it will happen if you vote this guy in, because he's already said he'll do it. If you vote this idiot in, then what's going to happen is real estate values for all of you will go down. Your personal residence might lose 50% of its value. For most of you, that's your life savings, your nest egg. That's the thing you thought was the safest thing to put money into in your whole life. And all of a sudden, it'll be worthless. You try to sell it, you won't be able to sell it. If you do, you'll have to take a major haircut on the price and the value and what you put in it. You may not even be able to pay your mortgage, right? And if you can't pay your mortgage, you can't sell it, you can't get rid of it, you can't move. You get a job transfer, you can't move. You can't sell your house, you'll have to let it go back. This is what happened in 86 and 87. By 88, I was buying real estate at 50 cents on the dollar or better. I was buying houses in 1987, 88 for $25,000 a piece for a three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage house out of Resolution Trust Corporation. $25,000, and that's after they remodeled them. You could buy houses from VA who wouldn't remodel them. You could buy them for $10,000 or $15,000. They had no value. Nobody wanted them. They were useless. Investors would buy them for pennies on the dollar and turn around and rent them, and that was about the only thing they were good for, is for tenants. And so when this happens, guys, when you vote these cuckoo for Cocoa Puff people in, and everything that you value, your real estate, your business, when they all go down in value, when there are no reason for people to invest in real estate, then all the non-essential investments will go away and the value will plummet. You say, well, Dale, won't that take you out? Nope. Because the only time I invest in real estate is under two concessions. Number one, never lose money. And number two, there's got to be cash flow. So never lose money means I don't over-leverage. And I own all my real estate in a position that I could sustain it. And all my real estate cash flows. Just because the government destroys the value of real estate, they have not destroyed the need for tenant-based real estate. So the tenants will stay, the value will go. The people that are not running their business right or need to sell, or grandma and grandpa who are dying and need to sell their assets off to be able to retire, too bad for you guys. You're going down, grandma. You're going down, grandpa. You're going to die with no money. Because Biden decided to undo something that has been a government promise to investors for 100 years. Now we'll just pull the rug out from underneath your feet, destroy your asset base, and send you down the road squealing. Now, don't worry, because if AOC gets her way, her law stated that you won't even be able to sell your real estate. You'll be forced to give it to the government at whatever they want to pay you for it. Well, don't you see the benefit for the Democrats to put real estate values to zero or to nothing? So then they can pass a law that the only people you can sell to is the government. And then the government can buy up all real estate assets in this country for pennies on the dollar and leave this a socialistic country like they've always wanted it to be. Now you understand the rest of the story. Now you see that there's more behind these belief systems than just money. It's the total, complete takeover of all of our personal assets. That's the plan. The name is Biden. You make the decision. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in the real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we've been talking about taxation, the benefits of real estate towards taxation. And the last segment we finished up with the reality of that if Biden gets in and takes away all the tax benefits allotted to real estate, that he is going to destroy the value of real estate. Now, I want to finalize this conversation by saying to you, look, that could be a good thing for us. It might not be for you, but it could be a great thing for us who are real estate investors. Why? Because if he destroys the value of real estate, I'm going in and buying everything I can at 50 cents on the dollar, because none of my purchases are based on the loss benefits of real estate. That is a perk to me. That is a byproduct. You won't see that in any of my three rules. My three rules are never lose money, has to be cash flow, and you can't get rich slow. If they change those laws, we will be put in a position where we can get rich very quickly, earn massive amounts of income in return, and all we have to do is be prepared for it. So either Trump wins and everything stays status quo and we have the best economy we've had for the last 100 years, 200 years since we started this country, or number two, Biden gets in, destroys the economy, destroys the value of real estate, and then cash is king, and knowing how to take advantage of those losses, coming in after everybody loses everything and picking up the scraps for pennies on the dollar is a way that many multimillionaires have occurred. In fact, I made a statement one time in a radio show. I said, most really, really wealthy people have taken advantage of some type of massive downturn or catastrophe to become wealthy. And I think we're at the edge of one of those. So I brought in today one of my teachers. His name is Lee Reeves. Lee is a national trainer. He goes all over the country. He does live and or video type training programs for us. And he's in a position to help you right now. You need to get in to this program right now so that you are prepared. I mean, it's only weeks away from this. And when Biden gets in, he's going to move very quickly to try to change everything. So you need to get in before they take away your rights and know how to do it before it happens. So with me here today is Mr. Lee Reeves to share with you how you can get involved in this program with us. Lee, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Del. I appreciate it. I love coming on every month to do this segment because it gives me an opportunity to go into the Lifestyles portal, which is for our members, and see what's on the calendar and then share with people all over the country what we're doing and how we're doing it. And, you know, that was a great segue because, you know, there is always opportunity and change. And 2020 has absolutely been a year of change. And look, if you want to check out Lifestyles, learn the 5 ways we make money in real estate, learn the 7 principles that we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, and see how the numbers really work in single family and in multifamily, you need to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. We have free workshops that we offer, and you can register at lifestylesunlimited.com. We also have a case study with real members who will present their numbers and the deals that they did, and that's tomorrow night. That's October 15th. That starts at 6 p.m. Central Time. Again, you register through lifestylesunlimited.com. And, Dell, when I went in to the calendar, I realized we have a 2-day coming up this weekend. It's live. It's virtual. It's October 17th and 18th. And to access that, if you already know that this is something you want to do, access that at givemetotalfreedom.com. Givemetotalfreedom.com. Enter the promo code DEL, D-E-L, to get the best pricing on that. And then the last thing I want to mention is I went in. We have members across the country in various markets. And what I'm really excited to see coming up this month is in Detroit. Metro Detroit, we have an in-person meetup, which is one of the first ones we've seen in a little while, but things are starting to open up. And so that's actually tomorrow, Thursday, October 15th at 6:30. Log into Lifestyles Portal if you're a member and register for that. And then close to my heart, we have another in-person meetup in Nashville. That's my new home base. And that's at the end of the month, Thursday, October 29th. I will be there. I'm excited to see the new members that we have in that area. And then in Colorado and North Carolina, there are some virtual meetups and towards the end of the month as well, on the 20th for Colorado and on the 29th for North Carolina. I would be remiss if I didn't mention all the educational opportunities we have, because as Dell was saying earlier in the show, things are changing, and we keep up with those changes. There are virtual vendor networking events throughout the month, and then we've got educational webinars, Lending 101, securing low-cost health insurance, doing a deep dive into trust, which tackles some of the tax issues that Dell was touching on earlier. So I'm excited about what we've got coming, and we will keep those coming, but this month is packed with stuff.
So, Lee, I appreciate you coming on and sharing all that. It's just so much of it going on all over the country. You are now teaching all over the country. So when you're talking to people and spending time with them, are you seeing any differences in different parts of the country, different states? And I bring that point up because some people are not only hammered by taxes, they're hammered by state and local taxes also. And you've only got 1 minute to answer that.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. That's a great question. We do see some differences in the coast, right? It's the Californias and the Seattles and the New York, but there's opportunities available to everybody, and people in those markets don't necessarily have to invest in those markets. They can invest in single family down in Texas or Arizona, or they can invest in multifamily. To get to either one of those, they really need to attend the 2-day class that explains it all. And I'll give you that website one more time. It's givemetotalfreedom.com, promo code DEL, D-E-L.
Excellent. Well, I hope you guys all take advantage of that. And Lee, I really appreciate you coming on. For those of you who don't know, Lee used to be an attorney in New York. Whoo! Can't hate him for both of those things. But now he's a real estate investor and has given all that up for a better life. Thanks for coming on today, Lee. I appreciate it.
You bet.
For the rest of you out there, let's think about this. You've only got, 2 weeks? And this whole vote thing goes down. Now, we know that they won't count the votes for a month or two. We already know they've set this up that it's going to be a disaster. But that gives you time to get started and get out there and get the information necessary. Because remember, we're not doing this just to get a little bit of money. We're doing this to completely change into an incredible lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
For listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security. Security.